Well, let's turn our attention to this. This coming Tuesday marks World Meditation Day, a practice that has been traced to ancient times as far back as 3000 BC. The mindfulness technique is proven to have both physical and mental health benefits, with an estimated 275 million people doing it around the world. We're always being encouraged to find more peace and balance in our lives, and my next guest is an expert in helping people find just that. Joining me now is life coach and founder of Live Love Better, Lorena Bernal. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Meditation in particular, I find particularly tricky. What are its benefits?
Oh, the benefits. I can be here for hours. First of all, good morning, everyone. The benefits, I think, are clear. Even if the science wouldn't be able to prove them, the speed at which the life goes on these days, we can immediately see when we go into meditation, or even if we try and we don't get there, but just by trying, you can feel a pause in your life, a pause in your rhythm inside. And the benefits are physical benefits, like all the illnesses that are proven to be caused by anxiety, by stress, even by fear, could be solved only by being on a state of meditation, which is a state of being in the heart instead of being in your head, in that uncontrollable head that carries you too fast.
And I mean, what are the best ways to get into meditation? Because some people think, oh, I've got to sit cross-legged, stare at a wall for 5 hours, but that isn't necessarily the best way to do it.
I would say, I always say to people, and it worked for me many years ago as well, I think the first step is to identify the duality we have in ourselves. It is one self is the brain, right? Mm-hmm. The brain is a computer programmed, a computer wired to think, to worry, to compare, to judge, to remember, to have fear. The other self that we have in ourselves is the witness of everything the brain is thinking. Mm-hmm. So if you focus on kind of identifying those two selves and you realize inside of you there's a witness. So if you close your eyes and you are in silence and you are kind of trying to focus on your thoughts and you realize, oh, there's a witness of my thoughts. It's not me thinking. I am hearing my thoughts. Mm. So as soon as you realize that duality inside you, you realize that, okay, meditation is about connecting to the witness, to the self that is there, calm, in peace, in the back, witnessing the thoughts. Mm. So the more you connect with that self, the more in peace you can be. I would say that the best start for it.
And what for you is the difference between mindfulness and meditation?
Well, meditation is a way to be mindful. Mm. Mindfulness means to be in the now, to be in the present, in the now, which is very hard if your brain controls you, because the brain is, or in the future, what I'm going to do, what is my plan, what is my future, what will happen, or in the past, what happened, what I remember, what I don't want to get repeated in my life. Mm. So the brain goes or forward or backwards. The only way to be in the now is to not get controlled by the brain, to just be in the now, be here. And the meditation helps you to manage that habit of getting here, getting in the now. But there are many other ways that you can be in the now without getting drawn by the all the thoughts in your brain. Mm-hmm.
And give us some examples of that.
Okay, well, I mean, there are many ways depending on how badly your brain controls you, right? Because there are some people that have a more busy life and that don't have the time to be in the now at any moment. Some people are more in nature, some people are more calm, they don't have that stressful life, no? But for everyone, what works for sure is, for example, pay attention to your senses. No, you stop for a second, you close your eyes, and you hear anything. You listen to any sound around you, or you feel the smell. Just by, okay, what does this room smell of? Just by doing that exercise and to focus on the smell anywhere, it brings you to the present. You cannot focus on the smell and then continue thinking.
Right.
You cannot be focused on both things. Or the taste. Okay, what is the taste of my mouth? Or the touch. How am I feeling the clothes? What am I touching? In that moment, immediately you bring yourself to the present. Going to the gym, doing exercise works for everyone too. With an effort, physical effort, you have no other option than to be present, pushing. So your brain just stops thinking. Those little things can help someone that is constantly in their head. And eventually the goal would be starting with that and realize that when you are in the present, even if it's just for a second, you feel peace. So the more you realize that, the more you want. And if every one of us would be in more peace, like imagine how the world would change.
And certainly because we are increasingly living stressful lives, but also disconnecting from nature, etc. It sounds like this is a way back into that in a gentle way.
It is. I mean, we don't have to forget we have living beings, like we are nature. Like we are like trees, like animals, like plants, and we think we are not. And we live in fake air with the air conditioning, in fake houses. We are not connected to our roots, to our nature. So the more you are connected to the nature, like we all feel it when we go and have a swim in the ocean. Like that sensation, that feeling brings us peace, harmony inside. We even remember to breathe when we are in the ocean or when we are like having hiking on nature. Like the more we are connected to ourselves, which is nature, the more we remember that there's an I, there's a self inside that is pure nature and pure peace.
And it also sounds to me like recognition of the breath, which people consider to be the life force, is so important in this.
Oh, totally, totally. We don't breathe. Like, it's proven. We don't breathe. We just take, like, little bits of air in our daily lives. And that can cause a lot of illnesses as well, because we need the oxygen and we need to do that little thing, you know? So yeah, just if you focus on your breath, you immediately breathe deeply, deeper, and you get drawn to the present, which is at the end of the day, the it's very simple. Is everything that brings you to the present and to your truth. You're not a robot with a computer. And we tend to act like that. We forget we are no robots. We are nature beings and we're not computers. We are feeling beings. We are hearts. So it's connecting more to that. It will increase happiness, joy, and peace in everyone.
Lorena, thank you so much for joining us. Let me give people the website details. You can find out more about Lorena Bernal's work. Go to livelovebetter.co.uk. That's livelovebetter.co.uk. And don't forget, this coming Tuesday marks World Meditation Day.